Welcome to another flash episode of the Sheep Tank, where the sheep will pitch new or interesting business models from the commerce landscape for which they would like to have some investment. And on the other hand, we have the skeptical wolves that will grill the sheep and decide if they will invest in the sheep or not. Previous episodes, we spoke about Amazon.nl, we spoke about Macy's, we spoke about Picnic. And the wolves for this episode will be Alex, Emmy, and it will be Yara talking about... What are you talking about, Yara?
I will actually talk about Netflix today. So for those of you that have either attended our Excite event in Berlin or have been watching online, you know that Bob Iger, the former CEO of the Walt Disney Company, was one of our guests, and his speech very much inspired me. So I picked Netflix in order to have a deeper look at their business model. For those of you that might not know Netflix, it's a subscription streaming service. So I think most people should know it. However, Netflix announced for the very first time that they had a drop in subscribers. So they have added more and more subscribers over the years, been super successful. And now it seems like they basically reached the summit and are on the road to a decline in subscribers. So when I first picked Netflix, I actually had an idea that was in the meantime announced, but I will nevertheless use it. So what I think, why you should still continue to invest in Netflix and give us another raise in the money we require in order to introduce new services, is that we will introduce what Netflix called lower priced ad supported tier. So as you probably know, all of us stayed at home during the pandemic, so Netflix was one of our best friends, or it became our best friends. But now that things are reopening, it seems like Netflix is not so attractive anymore. And also, you might want to spend the money you've spent on the subscription on drinks, going to the restaurant and so on. So in order to keep the number of subscribers high, we will introduce an ad service, which is amazing because we have a lot of data about our customers, about our subscribers, so we actually know what they are looking for, what they are interested in. We know a lot about the demographics, so we are able to target customers also very well. So this is why you should invest in us, or which would be our first project. However, I also, as a second step, would like to take Netflix a bit further, similar to what Uber has been doing, or Airbnb. So Uber expanded their business models with other sub-branches, such as the delivery business unit or the cargo business unit, and Airbnb introduced experiences. So what I would like to do with Netflix is to basically also capitalize our customer access with an entertainment focus. So we've done a few experiments in the gaming section. However, with the whole metaverse trend, we are actually able to really capitalize a lot of things that are happening in the TV shows we are producing and so on and so forth. So the integration of brands beyond only adding ads will become even greater. And for that, I require your money.
That is great. So how would this tier look like? What are we talking about when we talk about subscriptions? Is it like logging into my Netflix dashboard and seeing a banner there? Or is it like ad breaks every 5 minutes when I'm watching a movie?
No, it will be more like with the traditional TV, when you turn on the TV. So prior to watching a show, you will see advertisements. However, we could also consider, like, if you want, also when you are still streaming through the or browsing through the offers, that there are a few banners. That needs to be determined in detail.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that because I do feel that I am one of this lower income ad supported groups when it comes to consumption of the Deutsche Fußball Bundesliga or Sky Premier League, because I'm using Sky, and there you exactly have this kind of ad supportive thing. Whenever you're changing a channel, you have to watch like three clips, which is super annoying, and actually a reason why I don't use it for watching movies, because Disney Plus, Apple Plus, and Netflix is offering me a service without ads. And I'm even paying a premium on YouTube with the YouTube premium services, so I don't need to watch annoying advertisements. I think it's okay. I think it's just like it's weakening the position of Netflix. It's a short to mid-term P&L optimization effort. It's not helping the core USP from my point of view. As a very short-sighted wolf, I would say go for it. So we earn more money, and on the metaverse trend, my expectation was now that all Bitcoin scams are underwater at Twitter, nobody's doing metaverse and Web 3.0 anymore. But I don't care if you see customers for metaverse paying for Netflix services or even running a Netflix cruise ship business as Bob Iger did for Disney Plus. I'm also fine. I take every dollar I can in this kind of environment. So you have my investment for sure.
Yay!
I've one follow-up question. So do you expect, how much people do you expect to actually drop down to that level from the existing plans? And I'm curious for the ad-supported subscription plan, do you expect to actually make more or less money on those people? Because the cheapest subscription right now is like, depends on the country, I guess, but around $10. Do you make more or less money on those people if they would drop down to the ad-supported product?
So overall, we do more. So if you consider 100 users, we probably have around 20 users that would consider canceling their subscription if they have to continue paying the $10. So for those, we get the supported subscription plan, which might be, for example, $5. But then the other $5 would be with the same amount or even more subsidized with the turnover received from the companies that advertise with us. So overall, we are increasing significantly in turnover and can nevertheless strengthen our customer base because we are becoming more attractive for customers in a lower or in the entry level of and also early stage of their career. And also we can offer our services to people like students, for example, that become future full payment subscribers. So it's all about securing our customer access. That's also why I disagree with Alex's statement that it's short, like only for a short period of time, an interesting opportunity, because we want to secure our customer access, and that's what we are doing with
even better, more money. Good.
Even more money, exactly.
Yeah, I'm still in doubt because Netflix was so heavily investing in quality content and for some reason they didn't manage to become the dominant player in the market and we have more and more competitors there. So I think it's very tricky. I think the Netflix is still doing well. So I think I will invest, but I will diversify as well.
Okay. Thank you both for the investment, and we can continue the discussion about the details about
super smart, super smart. Yara, when I read about this investment idea on our spreadsheet where we are sharing Sheep Tank ideas, I thought you would introduce the DVD sent out again, like for the lower income tiers that don't have an internet connection. But maybe I'm reaching out too far.
Maybe
we can do that next one. Okay, cool. Thanks for watching or listening. If you have any suggestions for our Sheep Tank, or maybe even want your company or business ID in the limelight, please reach out to us on LinkedIn or Twitter, and we might be investing in you next time. See you then.